Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningnen M. Hang Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate India's first of its kind World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai today. The four-day summit with tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. The summit will integrate films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, artificial intelligence, broadcasting and emerging tech, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. We have a report from our Mumbai correspondent.
During the summit, India will host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time with ministerial participation from 25 countries, marking a milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The event aims to unlock a $50 billion market by 2029, expanding India's footprint in the global entertainment economy. The summit will also feature the Waves Bazaar, a global e-marketplace with over 6,000 buyers, over 5,000 sellers and 2,000 projects. It aims to connect buyers and sellers locally and globally, ensuring wide-reaching networking and business opportunities. Pratana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
A state-level workshop on empowering governance and development by leveraging geospatial resources was held in Kohima yesterday, bringing together experts, officials and policymakers for a day-long session on geospatial advancements. In her inaugural address, Development Commissioner Planning and Transformation, Temsu Naro Ayer, described the initiative as a vital step towards raising awareness, enhancing technical capacity and promoting integration of geospatial tools in planning and governance. Ms. Ayer highlighted the transformative role of the Northeastern Spatial Data Repository, NESDR, calling it a platform for smarter, evidence-based decision-making. Delivering the keynote address, Senior Project Director, NGIS RSC, Mathang Kitan, underscored the importance of interdepartmental coordination in space technology applications. He called for broader access to geospatial data and praised the collaborative efforts of NESEC, the Nagaland GIS Center, and other stakeholders in advancing the state's digital and geospatial vision. The Chief Minister's Universal Life Insurance Scheme CMLIS portal will be temporarily unavailable for 4 days starting from today for system maintenance and upgrade. Informing this, State Finance Department said the maintenance is being carried out to enhance the portal efficiency, security and overall service delivery to beneficiaries. It also informed that during this period, the portal will be inaccessible for all services, including new registrations, adding dependents, downloading claim forms and other related functions. Therefore, users are advised to complete any pending tasks prior or after the downtime. Normal operations of the portal will resume on 5th of May following the completion of the maintenance work. Users can contact helpline number at 7005-288-156 or visit the SCK centres located at the respective district DC offices for any urgent work. Upholding a unique tradition of honouring senior citizens, Friends of 80-plus celebrated its 20th Foundation Day at Kohima Village yesterday. Speaking as the chief guest, Tepul Hepovi, president of the Southern Angami Public Organisation, lauded the elders as bearers of wisdom, vision and blessings. He described them as the foundation of the community's progress and recognised their sacrifices as lasting contributions to future generations. Mr. Hepovi encouraged elders to share their experiences with the youth, stressing that wisdom gained through life experience is indispensable even alongside formal education. Expressing joy at the initiative, he also voiced concern over the declining number of elders in villages and found the strong turnout at the event both encouraging and inspiring. Mr. Hepovi invoked God's blessings for their health and longevity. At present, there are 228 members from Kohima Village who are 80 years and above, 81 males and 147 females. And Nagaland will experience light rainfall and cloudy moderate rain in almost all districts till the 7th of May. In a weather update, Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, said the showers may be accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places. Due to risk of high rainfall in the hill areas, Nagaland's lowland and foothill districts, including Dimapur, Newland, Jumukedima, Bandari, Bakti, Tizit and Tuli, are vulnerable to inundated water logging and flash floods. NSDMA urged the public to exercise caution to avoid any eventualities during this period. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.